When everything's in one place and everything's accessible to both your internal teams as well as your factories, you're able to produce a lot better. You know, you're not initiating prototypes that have errors. You're not initiating prototypes that just miss the mark on certain specs. And we've seen this happen over the course of some of our brands. So they've been able to take their prototyping down from, you know, 4 to 5 times down to 1 or 2 and be able to go to market really quickly.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have my special guest, Kathleen. Kathleen, welcome to the podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I'm Kathleen. I'm the founder and CEO of Calico. We are a supply chain operating system for direct-to-consumer and retail brands.
Okay. And why? Why did you set this up? Why did you feel it was important to do this?
Really good question. So prior to this, I was actually I had two other brands that I had started, one in jewelry and one in apparel. And I had grown them very quickly in a very short amount of time. And in doing so, I had been running my supply chain on some combination of Excel and emails and WeChat and WhatsApp apps. And like looking back, I have a lot of just misery about that. It was a very tough time. And then doing this twice, I was prompted to kind of explore a little further to see there were other options, because I figured they're like, you know, large, massive brands could be running their supply chain this way. And they started talking to folks from, you know, nimble emerging D2C to very large retailers. And I had made my way up to a very, very large retailer. And I had asked the question of like, what are you using to manage your factory relationships today? You know, how are you doing that process? And how are you, you know, sending your tech packs or creating those and sending them halfway across the world to your manufacturers? And that answer was still email and Excel. And so I had realized that, you know, I had stumbled across this massive gap in the market. And for my third business, I had basically built the system I wish I had. And so that's Calico. It's an operating system that helps you go from development to production with your factories in a collaborative space.
So for people who might be unaware, because the listeners to this podcast are varied, I got to think, because we cover all aspects of supply chain, everything from the planning and the making through to the actual, you know, logistics, warehousing, delivery, through to final operations. So for people who might not be familiar with the kind of aspect of supply chain you're talking about, can you give us a little bit more context?
For sure, for sure. So Calico starts at that very first phase of development. So think of when you're creating that recipe book of how to make something, you know, what components are in there, how do you put them together, what goes where. We start at that phase and we help you bring your factories into one platform, help you manage quotes, run orders, and create prototyping relationships and design reviews in one place, and help you produce and manage that relationship all the way to when it's ready on, you know, the factory floor for your logistics or freight forwarder to come and take it to the next stage.
Okay, very good. And so if it was all Excel and email before, and now it's all on a single platform, how do you manage moving people from the Excels and the spreadsheets onto the platform? Because, you know, we're people, we fear change. That's got to be a whole change management issue that you got to work on.
For sure. And I think that's probably the biggest hump that we are working towards, because, you know, this has been the process for the last 20, 30, and ever since spreadsheets have been around, really. And so re-educating and, you know, re-showing them a better way has been what our focus has been on Calico. Every time we kind of come into a new client or, you know, come into a new exposure, we basically show them, cool, this is how you do it on Calico. Look how much time that you've been able to save. You've been able to do this in 2 to 3 clicks versus quite literally hours of your time previously. And that has been pretty pivotal for us to kind of grow and change manage, if you would, with some of our customers. So a lot of that has been just showing them the before and after, because really seeing the impact of what you can do with technology or a system like Calico has been the main driver of change for a lot of our clients.
Okay. And are there particular industries that you work with? I mean, you mentioned retail and fashion starting out. Is it just that, or are you going into other industries as well?
Great question. So we are hyper-focused on the like a few verticals here, apparel, accessories, and footwear. We don't do everything else, mostly because our team comes from this space. My team is ex-Aldo, ex-logistics, and they've worked in this space for the last little while. And so we like to kind of start our growth and impact change on the verticals that we know best. I'm not going to try to teach someone how to build a car or a rocket ship or, you know, and do that. And I've not done that before. So, you know, we started with those three verticals, and those are the areas that we play really well in.
Okay. And in those particular areas, I know you mentioned getting people off Excel and getting people off email. What kind of advantages, apart from time saving, what kind of advantages are you giving your customers? What kind of benefits do they get from it?
There's a massive data play here. So if you think about how someone goes to market today or goes to their factories today, a lot of them is siloed information in inboxes or spreadsheets or just, you know, someone's phone because they've decided to, you know, WeChat their factory. And so all that data is just stuck and lost. And when it comes down to actually trying to leverage that data for decisions or just empowering the insights for your next production run, that's very difficult to do today if you're running everything on Excel. So beyond time, we enable, you know, brands to kind of leverage their production data and be able to empower their insights for their next production run. Because right now, today, it's very much a gut decision. You know, you kind of put a finger to the wind and you kind of go, okay, cool. I think this is how much we need for the next season. And that's how some decisions are made today. And that's a little dicey in today's age. So we try to help you become a little bit more data driven. So beyond time, there's a lot of money savings there as well. And then information kind of being leveraged to do what it's supposed to be doing.
Okay. And do you then provide an analytics suite for that data, for example?
Absolutely. So for some larger scale customers, we take all the information that you and your factory kind of put into Calico and pull that out into an analytics suite where you can very much run reporting on open inventory, assortment breakdowns, just everything you would really need to empower your next production run. We can put that into a beautiful spreadsheet or report for you. And then you can use that to, you know, empower your decisions or just go up to execs and basically be able to show and show them how your team has performed in the last little bit. So yeah, we do have that component as part of Calico as well.
Okay. And you're still a startup. When did you kick off and what stage are you at in the kind of startup life cycle?
For sure. So we started really, really late 2020, arguably basically 2021. And we popped into an accelerator called Forum. And then shortly after that, we came out and raised our first institutional round. We raised from Serena Williams's venture fund, Serena Ventures. And so right now, you know, we've closed that round. We're heads down building, growing, and then kind of taking Calico to market with some really interesting customers.
Okay. And did you get to meet Serena?
That is the most common question I get asked. And she's incredibly involved. So yes, she was part of both the fundraising and she's been very hands-on after as well.
Nice. Okay. What about outcomes? Are there any outcomes you can speak to for your customers?
For sure. Yeah. So we work with a few footwear brands that are up and coming. I won't name names, but we've been able to take them from quite literally a team of Excel, you know, aficionados. They can run pivot tables and, you know, the back of their just asleep, basically. And so we've been able to take them to a place where they can really operate efficiently with factories, bring down costs because they've been able to build better relationships and get everyone on the same page, because that's a whole other issue when it comes down to supply chain, and be able to just move a lot faster, because when everything's in one place and everything's accessible to both your internal teams as well as your factories, you're able to produce a lot better. You know, you're not initiating prototypes that have errors. You're not initiating prototypes that just miss the mark on certain specs. And we've seen this happen over the course of some of our brands. So they've been able to take their prototyping down from, you know, 4 to 5 times down to 1 or 2 and be able to go to market really quickly. So that's been a really interesting outcome that we've been seeing. And I think that's a massive value add for today's day and age, especially where supply chains are today.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. And where to from here? I mean, I know the ultimate aim is global domination, but, you know, what are the 2 or 3 steps before you get to that?
Yeah, you're right. Global domination is definitely where we want to get into this. I think there's a few really interesting things that are coming down the pipeline with Calico. So beyond just, you know, a beautiful software that helps you manage your supply chain, we're really opening up our factory marketplace so that brands can produce better with a phenomenal suite of factories that have been vetted for sustainability, ethical, and certain other key points. And then we found that this has been really, really impactful for a lot of emerging D2C brands. So the next little phase is that. And there's some very cool things coming down the pipeline. So stay tuned on that piece. And I'll send over a link to our roadmap for you as well, Tom.
Oh, super. Thank you. We are coming towards the end of the podcast now, Kathleen. Is there any question I haven't asked that you wish I had, or any aspect of this that we've not touched on that you think it's important for people to be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to kind of spend a little time on, supply chains today and how that's impacting brands, especially with some of China's most recent shutdowns. I think that's been very, very moving for a lot of folks and kind of reigniting their initial impact or thoughts around reshoring or changing up their supply chain, which has been a massive, massive mover for what we're doing at Calico, especially with some of our factory networks and technologies. So yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, nothing much.
Okay, superb. In that case, Kathleen, thanks a million for joining the podcast. If people want to know more about yourself or about Calico or any of the things we discussed in the podcast today, where would you have me direct them?
I will send you a link, but you can visit calicoai.com.
Fantastic. Kathleen, that's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.